You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. A few months ago, my broadcast was titled Don't Get Sick, and it featured our National Alliance Health Warning Number 1 and Health Warning Number 2. This week we introduce National Alliance Health Warning Number 3. The text on our flyer reads, "To help avoid contracting COVID-19, practice racial distancing. Whites should practice racial distancing as well as social distancing. Black areas have 3 times the COVID-19 infection rate of white areas and 6 times the death rate. The government won't warn you, but the National Alliance will." Source: Washington Post. The coronavirus is infecting and killing Black Americans at an alarmingly high rate. The flyer then provides both the online and postal mail addresses of the National Alliance. This new health warning is available as a free graphic file, suitable for printing at home or at a print shop, by clicking on the image here at nationalvanguard.org, that's nationalvanguard, all one word, .org, or by visiting natall.com/flyers. That's natall.com/flyers. Click on the image at the top of the text version of this broadcast, and you will be able to download a large, high-resolution version of the warning, suitable for printing 2 up on an 8.5 by 11 sheet. Go to natall.com/flyers, and you'll be able to download a smaller version, suitable for printing as a 3 by 5 inch sticker. If you're a National Alliance member or supporter, you've just received in the mail, or will receive in a day or so, 2 copies of this warning in both sticker and flyer form as inserts in your monthly National Alliance bulletin. Is this new flyer of ours an attack on Black people, as the controlled media are sure to claim? No, it isn't. For all I know, there are probably a few diseases that whites carry at higher rates than blacks, and possibly some that are only latent in whites that have more severe consequences for blacks. The same goes for other races. So racial distancing benefits all races, as does closing our dangerous and disastrous open borders. The fact is that the various human races are biologically different, and those differences include differences in infection rates and susceptibility to many different diseases and microorganisms. Over long periods of time, pathogens common in one race cause that race to develop immunities to them, and close contact between widely different races can create serious health problems. As a pathogen spreads from the race that's more or less immune to it to a race that isn't immune, or a pathogen spreads from a race in which its effects are relatively mild to a race in which it's far more serious, or even fatal. You've all probably heard how smallpox devastated some Amerindian tribes when they started to make close and regular contact with Europeans, something that really happened. Though the evil white people did it on purpose, spin they put on it is an anti-white fabrication. That's an example of how racial distancing could have prevented death and disease among non-whites. No doubt the Amerindians spread pathogens to the whites, too, though it would be very politically incorrect to study or talk about that. Racial distancing is a term and a concept coined by National Alliance Chairman William White Williams as an additional public health measure to go along with the social distancing that's been put in place to help slow the spread of COVID-19 and prevent our healthcare system from being overwhelmed all at once, as happened in Italy and several other places. Since we recently created our National Alliance Health Warning Number 3, there's been a continuing flood of evidence that blacks are being infected with COVID-19 at higher rates than whites. Science News magazine recently reported that where racial data is known in the U.S., blacks account for 42% of deaths, despite being only 13% of the population, adding that, quote, in both Louisiana and Mississippi, African Americans account for over 65% of known COVID-19 deaths, close quote. Time magazine reports that Dr. John Carpton, the chair of translational genomics for the University of Southern California, dared to say recently, quote, that African Americans may be at an additional disadvantage against the disease because of their biology. There is considerable and mounting evidence that there are biological differences between black and white Americans in terms of how they respond to different diseases. He emphasized that it is essential for researchers to look at these differences when studying COVID-19. Close quote. And of course, Dr. Carpton should have pointed out, and perhaps he did, and it ended up on the cutting room floor, that if there are biological racial differences causing different mortality rates, there are almost certainly biological racial differences in susceptibility to infection as well. The Reuters news agency reports that the Pakistani, who currently adorns London, England, as its mayor, Sadiq Khan, has admitted these racial differences in COVID susceptibility, saying, quote, people from black, Asian, and minority ethnic backgrounds are being disproportionately affected by the outbreak of COVID-19, and we need urgent action to reveal the true extent of this inequality. Close quote. The report also stated, quote, black people and men of Bangladeshi and Pakistani origin are nearly twice as likely to die from the COVID-19 disease than whites, even when adjusting data for deprivation, a new British report said on Thursday. The statistics chimed with reports in other Western nations, from Finland to the United States, that non-white ethnic groups have been worse hit by the new coronavirus, which has killed nearly 263,000 people worldwide. Close quote. And it's not just blacks that have a higher infection rate than whites, though in the small space of a sticker or flyer, that's what we emphasize. The New York Times recently reported, quote, Dr. Eva Galvez works as a family physician for a network of clinics in northwestern Oregon, where low-income patients have been streaming in for nasal swabs over the past several weeks to test for the coronavirus. Dr. Galvez was dumbfounded by the results. Latinos, about half of those screened, were 20 times as likely as other patients to be diagnosed with the virus. Close quote. And that can't be explained by poverty or social inequality either, since all of Dr. Galvez's patients were poor, whites included. So those of mestizo ancestry have higher infection rates than whites, too. And the same article states that upper and middle class Latinos are less likely to be infected, but fails to mention that many such people are of predominantly or entirely white ancestry. I do notice, by the way, a trend in the controlled media to talk a lot more these days about the racial disparities in the death rate, much more than they talk about racial differences in the infection rate. A change precipitated, no doubt, by the fact that they don't want whites to conclude that racial distancing is a good idea for our family's health. Even Fox News and CNN have had to admit the truth, stating, quote, Black Americans represent just 13.4% of the American population, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, but account for more than half of all COVID-19 cases and almost 60% of deaths, the study found. They compared counties with a disproportionate number of black residents, those with a population of 13% or more, with those with lower numbers of African American residents. Counties with higher populations of black residents accounted for 52% of coronavirus diagnoses and 58% of COVID-19 deaths nationally, they said. Close quote. These newer figures are in agreement with our National Alliance Health Warning number 3. In fact, they show a slightly higher racial disparity. Of course, the controlled media often try to blame these differences on quote-unquote white racism, with the CNN Fox piece citing social conditions and structural racism as the cause. And the globalists at the World Economic Forum, or WEF, admit these differences too, saying, quote, In several states, the percentage of reported COVID-19 deaths so far attributed to African Americans is not only greater than their share of the state population, it is more than double. In Kansas, for example, African Americans account for nearly a third of reported COVID-19-related deaths, but just 6% of the state population. In Michigan, they account for 41% of reported deaths and 14% of the population. And in Illinois, they account for nearly 34% of reported deaths and less than 15% of the population, close quote. And like the media, the WEF bureaucrats blame racist treatment of non-whites by whites causing inequality as the cause. Quote, Some of the reasons relate to complex social inequalities, making it more urgent than ever to address them. Close quote. But even if you were gullible enough to believe that racist white people were to blame, would that change anything as far as racial distancing is concerned? Wouldn't there still be a lower risk for you and your children among other whites than among blacks? Blame changes nothing. blame is just a distraction, a guilt trip, as the flower children used to say. Blame doesn't change the fact that you are safer in your white community. It doesn't change the fact that racial distancing is an eminently advisable health measure and should be practiced and will be practiced by all responsible white people who learn of it, including you. Unless you're so mentally and spiritually sick that you want to infect your family members as penance for racism. And I'm sure that there are more factors than just different body structure and biochemistry involved. Body structure and biochemical differences are direct results of genetic differences. But blacks may also have less frontal lobe-linked self-control than whites. They may be less socially disciplined and agreeable, less cooperative than whites when it comes to obeying emergency health measures. They may be less trusting and more rebellious. They may be more gregarious and more intolerant of isolation. These are social, cultural, behavioral, and psychological differences between the races, and they are also all indirect results of genetic differences. But in the immediate practical sense, it doesn't matter whether we attribute these large differences in infection rates to genetics, to culture, or to bad pale people. What matters is that these large differences are real. What matters is that we can protect our children and our elders and all our loved ones by getting them to practice racial distancing. What matters is that we can protect our people, our society, our prosperity, and all the future generations to come by practicing racial distancing. This is true for COVID-19, and it is true for HIV/AIDS and for other serious diseases too. As we have told you on this radio program and in our National Alliance Health Warnings 1 and 2. One must question, seriously question, the motivation and the agenda of those who would hide this from you. It's a simple concept with which no sane person disagrees. To slow the infection and promote public health, separate the infected from the uninfected as much as possible. Thus, social distancing. Thus, its corollary, racial distancing. The government and the media won't warn you, but the National Alliance will.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.